Between Doc and the cliff face, the fog appeared out of thin air. A wisp at first that billowed, expanding in all directions with tendrils like the tops of storm-tossed waves. At the core of the swelling mass was the yellowish light of electrical discharge. Doc stopped in his tracks. Looking into the thing was like staring into the very heart of chaos. Wild energies flared, negative, destructive, overwhelming. And the static charge they gave off made every hair on his entire body stand on end. Snow and sleet whipped from its churning face. The smell of ozone tingled in his nostrils. An angry smell. Behind him, Doc's enemies, his torturers, sucked in and held their respective breaths. They too felt the power of the thing they faced. Doc had observed the identical instrument elsewhere. It was a standard feature of the other important redoubts he had traveled through. A construct, so he had been told, of certain gaseous molecules. Man-made molecules. It was an automaton of vapor. As such, it had a limited reach and could only exist within a few dozen yards of its generating source. But within that narrow zone, it was the ultimate authority. Doc clicked the gray spheres together in his hand, and as he did so, he felt a steady vibration build. The vibration peaked and turned into a series of powerful pulsations that throbbed up his forearm all the way to his shoulder and neck. With angry electric fire snapping in its belly, the cloud mass drew back into itself.
Take heed, Cerberus, of your master. These spheres identify me as your superior.
As Doc advanced, it retreated further, growing smaller and smaller in volume.
Yes, do not make the mistake of crossing me.
In truth, no verbal commands were necessary. The spheres emitted an energy field that did what it did by proximity to the vapor. The energy field they generated corralled it, contained it, compressed it. But Zeal didn't know that.
No! Let us pass!
Soon, the last ghostly wisp slipped out of sight, as if through a hairline crack in space. Then the way was clear.
Do not approach yet, gentlemen. Cerberus is not pleased.
Doc reached the cliff face, which was either the backstop of his firing squad or the avenue of his escape. It depended on timing and luck. The outer doors to all of the government redoubts were locked by a cunningly concealed keypad. The spheres had nothing to do with making the numerical keypad appear or with keeping the fog penned up. Those had been bald-faced lies meant to keep the pirates behind the line of rocks. One only had to feel around for the keypad's release mechanism set in the living rock, which Doc quickly did. With his back to the Baron and his crew, hiding what he was doing from them with his body, the old man punched in the access code. The rock began to move, sliding to the left. Even as it did so, he knew the massive, 5-foot-thick, nuke-blast-proof titanium steel inner door was opening to the right. Doc gave no indication, but he was mentally planning for the moment that the two edges passed each other. Now.
Get him!
Doc rolled to the side as the barrage of fire screamed down the access tunnel. Then he was on his feet, darting to the keypad set in the inner wall.
Don't let him close the door! Get him! Kill him!
Doc didn't hesitate. He clicked the orbs together in his hand.
And now, they're all yours, Cerberus.